While much of the election year focus right now is on the race for president, keep in mind that a new Florida legislature is in the making. All 40 Senate seats are up under a new district map. Two Bay Area senators are moving on, and their departures could have a huge impact on the upper chamber. Margie Menzel takes a look at what changes may lie ahead.
When the legislative session ends, senators honor retiring colleagues with videos and floor speeches, some more heartfelt than others. This year, as they saluted Democrat Arthenia Joyner of Tampa and Republican Nancy Dietert of Sarasota, the sense of loss was real. Miami Gardens Democrat Oscar Brainin to Joyner.
My mother always said, you can't be a leader unless you've been a follower, and I have followed you, and I follow you into the fire if I have to.
Hialeah Republican Renee Garcia to Dietert.
You really have been that voice, the voice for those individuals, those children who society has sometimes written off, but you haven't, and you stood up and fought for them.
Dietert is nationally known as a trailblazer for children in foster care. She's passed an unusually high number of bills each year, including this year's Protecting Elders from Guardianship Abuse and Reforming Adoption Law. Joyner, the first black woman to serve as Senate Minority Leader, also was the first black woman lawyer in Hillsborough County. Senator Dwight Bullard, a Democrat from Cutler Bay, recalled that Joyner, as a Florida A&M University student, helped lead the fight to desegregate downtown Tallahassee.
Still humbling and amazing to me that I get the chance to serve each and every day in this chamber with somebody that I had the privilege of learning about when I was in college.
Dietert, a moderate Republican who grew up a Democrat in Chicago, was watching those struggles from afar.
And watching the civil rights movement on television, we were horrified as Northerners. We were horrified that you thought it was okay for black people to sit in the balcony at a movie theater. And it just didn't seem like America.
She says she and Joyner, both in their early 70s, come from a protest era.
We come from an era where you admired people who stood up, JFK, Dr. Martin Luther King, people with an independent idea who stood up and really inspired people to be their greater self. That's not fashionable today, apparently.
But idealism isn't all Dietert and Joyner share. Both have a ferocious work ethic.
I've always been amazed at how well prepared you are when you come into the chamber.
Senator Jack Latvala, Republican of Clearwater, to Joyner.
You know, I remember asking you one time, you know, how you read all those bills. How do you know all that stuff? Because, you know, when I try to read a staff analysis or a bill at night, I go to sleep. And you told me that you stood up to read at night so you wouldn't go to sleep.
The biggest thing Dietert and Joyner have in common? Independent thinking. Senators told story after story about the two refusing to bow to political pressure from anyone of either party. Arthenia Joyner.
We weren't sent up here to go along to get along. We were sent up here to represent the people and do what we thought was best for the citizens, which might be contrary to what leadership in either party wants.
I think Senator Joyner and I shared a very good work ethic. We're on different sides of the aisle on issues, and I think we both put our whole heart into it, and I think we're both leaving with our head held high.
Dietert is running for a seat on the Sarasota County Commission. Joyner says she'll take time to read, travel, and work for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign before deciding on her next step. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.